The VA's ability to deal with growing suicide rates among the wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan have been sharply criticized at a congressional hearing. Details now in a live report from WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell, today on the Hill.
Yeah, Mark, it's an all too familiar charge leveled by witnesses here. The VA's overwhelmed by the vet suicide rate. Facilities are overcrowded. Treatment's often delayed, they say. Retired Commander Renee Kempos of the Military Officers Association.
There's so much focus now at the medical facility level of getting the numbers and getting people seen and so on that I think that it's become more of an assembly line process, and it's creating, I think, havoc in the system.
Afghanistan and Iran veterans, Iraq veterans, advocate Tom LaTarantino admits the VA's great suicide prevention programs, but
the problem is nobody knows what the VA does. Nobody barely even knows the VA exists.
VA admits it's been playing catch-up, but is now making great strides on dealing with veterans' mental health issues, including suicide. On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.